You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to your daily On The Money markets update for this Wednesday, the 28th of August. I'm Raina Bosch, filling in for Ricardo Gonçalves. The ASX ended where it started following a mixed bag of corporate results, which included Flight Centre, Fortescue Metals and supermarket juggernaut Woolworths Group. The company posted a $1.7 billion profit, excluding some major write-downs from its New Zealand business, which brought overall profitability down 93% year-on-year to $108 million. The company echoing rival Coles yesterday and saying that food inflation had subsided in the latter half of the year. The result coincided with the latest CPI indicator, which cited food and non-alcoholic beverages among the top four drivers of inflation. Still, that headline figure did ease from 3.8 to 3.5% in July. That says temporary government energy rebates filter through the economy. For more, plus what to expect from the world's second largest company, AI chipmaker NVIDIA, steps forward to report over in the US later tonight. I spoke with Josh Gilbert. He's a market analyst at eToro.
So I think firstly, if we look at sort of some of the sectors moving the market, we've got the materials sector that's down quite heavily today. You've got heavyweights like BHP, Rio, Fortescue falling. They're always going to be a bit of a drag on the market. You've also got Telstra, that's down as well after sort of going ex-dividend. We had quite a muted session on Wall Street overnight as well. And then we had that, hotter than expected inflation data, which sort of extended the declines today as well. On the other side of that, though, stopping it from being slightly worse today, we had a better than expected result from Woolworths, which is sort of pushing the consumer staples sector up. And really that Woolworths result today, I think was probably the standout, sort of following on from Coles yesterday, both showing pretty resilient result in what is a very challenging environment, especially for consumers, but also, big supermarkets as well. They've been under a lot of scrutiny recently as well, but they saw, continued growth, better than expected results in the current fiscal year as well. A bit more of an upbeat outlook than I think many had expected. And we continue to see growth in its sort of e-commerce segment as well. And that's really, really important. That's going to be key to sort of future growth. We've got Amanda Bardwell, who's taking over as CEO in the 1st of September. She's going to have a really big task on her hand to sort of win back the public's trust, but she's also going to come in and have a bit of a baptism of fire, if you like. She's got to navigate this sort of increased regulatory scrutiny, cost pressures, and increasing competition as well. So a great result for Woolies, but it's not going to be all plain sailing for the rest of the year and into next year.
Josh, you spoke about reporting season here. Over in the US, we've got the world's second biggest company, NVIDIA, that's set to report overnight. What are you expecting from those results?
Look, it's going to move markets. It's as simple as that. Expectations are sky high, but NVIDIA has a history of sort of beating expectations. It sort of really does deliver when it matters. So look, some might say that the market is already expecting a beat of expectations from NVIDIA. So anything but that, I think we'll put shares on the back foot. Look, Goldman Sachs is calling this the most important stock on planet Earth at the moment. So sort of no pressure really for NVIDIA heading in, but I think as an early sign of what investors can expect, when we've seen reports from Meta, Microsoft, those big tech names, they're all telling us they're spending more and spending more on AI. And that tells us that demand for AI is still strong. And the biggest tech names are going to be going to the best in the business when it comes to AI. And right now, that is NVIDIA. So early signs are good. However, any sort of cracks in demand, which may likely show up in guidance, might not only rock NVIDIA, but the whole market, given that this sort of promise of AI has been a key driver of sort of the bull market in the first half of the year. Look, NVIDIA accounted for 30% of the S&P 500's total return. So a huge, huge driver of this market. So that question is going to be, are we still seeing new orders coming through at the same huge pace that we've seen previously? That's going to be really in focus. But look, expect some volatility. Investors are sort of really positioning ahead of this really low volume in the US markets overnight. Investors may be going slightly risk off. This is going to be a huge result either way.
Yeah, so we've also had the CPI update here today, obviously just an indicator that seems to have put some heat under the Aussie dollar. What did you make of it?
Yeah, so look, we've come in slightly above expectations. So the reading was expected to come in at 3.4%. We came in at 3.5%, but it is a decline from 3.8% that we saw last month. So a positive step in the right direction. But what it does do, it sort of reinforces RBA Governor's Michelle Bullock's sort of recent stance, which has been very hawkish. She has sort of said that there is still work to do on inflation. They're not going to be sort of looking at cuts just yet. And I think that, you know, it basically shows that she's right in that inflation is moving in the right direction, but it's moving quite slowly. I think it means that we're going to see rates stay higher for longer. If we actually look at what markets are pricing in, markets do actually see a rate cut by year end. They see about a 90% chance that the RBA will cut rates. In our view, that seems pretty optimistic, but data can change very quickly. We've seen that in the US just recently, where we had a big shift in the labor market and we saw a big sort of repricing of rate cuts. You know, the Fed are essentially signaling, a rate cut is coming in September, and that might even be as big as 50 basis points. But I think for now, the RBA are going to continue to focus on the quarterly inflation numbers that we get. That gives them more insight. But any significant shifts in sort of critical data points, such as unemployment, could move the dial for the RBA. But today's data hasn't quite done that. And I think it just sort of warrants Michelle Bullock's recent stance, which is ultimately not sort of letting up on sort of where rates are just for the time being.
Finally, and all things considered, where are you seeing the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Yeah, what I mentioned there about the Fed and sort of how they are getting closer to those rate cuts. We had some famous words from Jerome Powell last week, which was saying that the time has come for policy to adjust. And that sets up a rate cut from the Federal Reserve in September. We even have the possibility of a 50 basis point cut, as I say, on the table, depending on that incoming data, which I think is going to come in the next month or so with the jobs data that we get in the US. So we see a rotation trade picking up more steam with a focus on cyclical stocks. We think that these are going to be the most positively benefited from our view of significant rate cuts and a soft landing in the US. We're still seeing strong GDP growth. We're still seeing strong earnings growth. But that sector there, the cyclical sector, is, you know, we see valuations cheap, earnings set to pick up strongly. So that's an area we are keeping an eye on. But it's also worth keeping one eye on crypto assets as well. We believe they're going to enjoy a better end to the year, especially with those rate cuts coming into view. A recent sell-off makes prices a little bit more attractive. So certainly something to keep an eye on as we head into year end.
That was Josh Gilbert, market analyst at eToro.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.